Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Hey, so I've been having some trouble this week showing up. And I show up quite a bit, and you've hopefully seen that from me by now, but everybody hits these kind of rough patches where it's a little bit difficult. It's just a little bit more challenging. There's more friction. There's more resistance. And I've been hitting one of these rough patches this week where it's just been tough to show up. Monday, I wasn't feeling well. You know, Tuesday, wasn't feeling particularly inspired. Wednesday was a good day. Had a really busy day, but didn't have the time to show up. And now today, you know, again, it's kind of like, well, I'm feeling a little bit better, but it's been more challenging to show up and to do these videos and to do the marketing and to do the outreach and to do the engagement. It's been challenging this week. And I've been thinking a lot about why that is and how I've been overcoming that and showing up anyways, which you've been seeing, I hope. And I want to share with you three tips to help you show up more often and to show up better. Because we're all going to go through these rough patches. Whether you're showing up or not, it's going to be tough sometimes. And here's a few things to remember when it gets tough. That first of all, never buy your own excuses. That's the worst thing that you could do, is to buy your own excuses. So if on Monday I said to myself, well, I'm not feeling well, I'm going to give myself a day off. Or if on Tuesday, if I said to myself, well, I'm not feeling particularly inspired, I'm going to give myself the day off. Or on Wednesday, if I say to myself, well, I'm kind of busy, I don't really have time to do a video or to put out some marketing today, that would be the beginning of the end for me. The moment that you begin to buy your own excuses, accept your own excuses, is the moment that you drop your standards, you lower your standards, and you accept a lower, weaker version of yourself. And that is an extremely slippery slope. Because the human brain is a master at rationalization. So the moment you start accepting your own excuses, it'll come up with more excuses. You'll have more excuses than you know what to do with. And before you know it, it's excuse after excuse after excuse, and you've just stopped showing up altogether. So that's the first thing. Be very wary and cautious of buying your own excuses. The second thing to remember is, it's your damn job to show up. Pardon my French. It is your job to show up in your marketing. You know, last night, depending on when you're watching this, Austin Matthews scored 2 goals in the Toronto Maple Leafs home opener against Montreal Canadiens. He didn't have a choice but to show up. You know, if Austin Matthews said around 6:30 p.m., an hour before game time, you know, I don't feel like showing up tonight, the Leafs would have lost, and everyone would have blamed him because he's a star player, right? So he didn't have a choice. He's a professional. He did his job. He showed up. He scored a couple of goals, including the overtime winner. That's how you've got to view your marketing. The thing that kills me is you show up for your clients, at least I hope you do, and that's great. You should show up for your clients, but where are you showing up for yourself? Where are you showing up for your own business? Your job is to serve clients, but your job is also to find more clients, to attract new clients, to create new clients. And that's where the marketing comes in. So yeah, you've got to show up for your clients. You've also got to show up in your marketing because it's your damn job. If you're not doing that, you're not doing your job. The third thing to remember is that showing up gets easier the more you do it. So I've been doing something new, you may have noticed. I do a daily Facebook Live, and the daily Facebook Lives sometimes, not always, get put on LinkedIn as well. The video gets put on LinkedIn, and then it gets put on my daily podcast, Marketing Out Loud. Now, this is new for me because the Facebook Lives are live, right? There's no editing. I can't go back and redo this. Like, once it's up, it's up. And there's no script, right? I have an outline of what I want to say, but I'm going off the cuff. And it's a new experience, and it's very challenging. And I'm not particularly happy with the quality of it yet, but I know that the more that I do it, the better it's going to get. And that goes for anything, whatever you're working on, whether it's video, writing articles, emailing your list, outreach, networking, referrals, whatever your tactic is, it doesn't matter. It's going to be hard in the beginning. It's going to get easier the more that you show up. So the more that you show up, the easier it gets. Another example would be when I started my podcast, the first one, Forecast, which is now an interview show. Initially, I heard somebody say that your first 100 episodes are going to suck. So I said, well, look, if I do a weekly show, I'm going to suck for like 2 years. I don't want to suck for 2 years. Who wants that? So I said, look, let me publish 3 times a week. And it was a monologue at the time. And they were like heavy, meaty episodes. And the thought was, well, 3 times a week, like, so maybe I'll suck for like 6 months and then I'll get better. And that's what happened. You know, I got through all the growing pains and I went through this very steep learning curve in a very short amount of time and it got better really, really quickly. So the more you show up, the more effective you're going to be. And the more you give yourself excuses for not showing up, the more that you procrastinate, the more that you let other things get in the way of showing up for yourself, for your business, for your clients, for your audience, the harder it's going to get. Like, it's just not going to end. It's going to keep on, you're going to keep going on the same path and things aren't going to change for you. And if you're happy with the path that you're on, then, you know, by all means, don't listen to me. But if you believe there's a better way to do things, if you believe there's a better future for your business, then you better start doing things differently. Otherwise, you're going to get the same results you've always gotten.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.